getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we are once again, time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Every week, spinning the old-time records for about an hour, and I'm ready to go again. So I hope you're ready to go, too. It's a balmy 75 degrees here in northern Minnesota today, which you'd think would be a good thing, except the humidity is like 190 million percent. So it's sticky up here, man. But you know what? I imagine it's the same around the world. No matter where you are, you're not happy unless you're complaining about the weather. So, hey, what the heck? I had to work hard to find a 78 for this week. I'll tell you about that when we get to it. But I got one. And let's just roll it, shall we? The Windy City Brass over here on turntable number two. I always start with turntable number two because it's on my right-hand side. I think I start with my right hand because I'm right-handed. It's weird, I'm telling you. Anyway, it's the All I Ever Need Is You polka. You might recognize the song from somewhere else. All I Ever Need Is You polka. It's Windy City Brass. I'll tell you what, that's a lot more easier to dance to than the Sonny and Cher hit song that we all know that from, right? Huh? Windy City Brass, Jenny doing the singing. It says so right on the record. Jenny O. So way to go, Jenny O. On that number, anyway. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Doing it for another week here. Just got a stack of records, and you know how it is. My job is to play him. When you get right down to it, that's the bottom line, man. I have Stash Belanda's average polka band. I always think they're selling themselves a little short. And the Do Come In polka. And that's Do Come In, like I-N-N, like it's an inn. Do Come In. See, but if you don't explain it, there's no way you can say it where you figure that out. And I have to remember to shut up before I hit this one. Because as they say in the radio biz, it has a cold open. You know, sometimes there's just some music at the beginning and you can kind of jibber-jabber over it a little bit. Not with this one, because they hit her right from the get-go.
Welcome, do come in. How are you tonight? Raise a glass or two with us and soon you'll feel just right. Walk in, sit right down. We're open every day. So when you're down, just come around and chase your blues away. When you need some time to sit and just unwind, put down a shot of beer and have some barroom cheer. When you have to leave your world for just a while, join me where some good friends meet to sit and drink and smile. Welcome, do come in. How are you tonight? Raise a glass or two with us and soon you'll feel just right. Walk in, sit right down. We're open every day. So when you're down, just come around and chase your dues away. I'll fill it up for you. And when you're sad and lonely, I'll tell a joke or two. I'm the guy behind the bar with drinks upon my tray. And when I see you walking in, you'll always hear me say, welcome, do come in. How are you tonight? Raise a glass or two with us and soon you'll feel just right. Walk in, sit right down. We're open every day. So when you're down, just come around and chase your blues away. Welcome, do come in, invite some of your friends. The joint is jumping all night long, the fun just never ends. If you're feeling bad, then I know you should try to find another do come in your neighborhood.
All right, there you go, the Do Come In polka. Stash Belanda's average polka band here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Can you believe it? We're two records into the show already. Holy moly! Let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum, shall we? I was talking about this morning somewhere else, giving people a hard time. It's like, you got to get over there. They got 1,400 accordions. And they're like, oh, you're kidding. And I sent them the website, and they're like, oh, you're not kidding. Superior, Wisconsin is the place. It's traveling season, folks. If you're heading up north, we call it up north. You, I don't know, a central up northernest middle of the country kind of deal. Check out Superior, Wisconsin, Duluth, Minnesota. They're across the bridge from each other, you know, so it's handy. You hit two states in like 10 minutes. It's great. The World of Accordions Museum, though, is on the Wisconsin side of the bridge. And there are like 1,400 accordions there, and they've got the concert hall, and they've got the gift shop, and they've got the accordion technician repair school. They've got study materials, data, history, stuff. It's a vast archive of accordion stuff. That's what it is. And if you have like accordion questions, they're like the place you could call or send them an email. Find out more. They're online, worldofaccordions.org. You know, I've never looked to see if they're on Facebook, though. That's a possibility, but I'm not going to tell you that because I don't really know. But I know that worldofaccordions.org will get you to the website. Check it out. Groovy place for a vacation. Then head on up the north shore of Lake Superior and take in things like lighthouses, waterfalls, hiking trails. And I don't mean crummy little hiking trails. They're like the Superior hiking trail and stuff. I'm talking real hiking trails that have, you know, giant waterfalls and cliffs and weird things where water disappears into the ground and doesn't seem to come out anywhere that they can figure out. It's cool, man. Check it out. worldofaccordions.org. All right. Here are the Pala Brothers. And the My Old Gal Polka.
My old gal, she has a lot of faults. She drinks and swears and smokes. She rides with guys in rumble seats and laughs at dirty jokes. And she never stays at home at night, but staggers in at dawn. And to save her so she couldn't go, so a button on. Ain't gonna need this gal no longer, ain't gonna need this gal no more. Every time we fight, I pack my bags and walk right out the door. Oh, but then I miss her kissing and the way she holds me tight. So I'll stick around, cause her good loving makes the world seem right. She sampled each emotion that is known to man or beast. And I'd say that gal has left me over a dozen times at least. Oh, she often makes me late for work and twice she's had me fired. But with all these faults, she's never said, oh, honey, I'm too tired. Ain't gonna need this gal no longer, ain't gonna need this gal no more. Every time we fight, I pack my bags and walk right out the door. Oh, but then I miss her kissing and the way she holds me tight. So I'll stick around, cause her good loving makes the world seem right. Ain't gonna need this gal no longer, ain't gonna need this gal no more. Every time we fight, I pack my bags and walk right out the door. Oh, but then I miss her kissing and the way she holds me tight. So I'll stick around, cause her good loving makes the world seem right.
The Pala Brothers there, My Old Gal Polka, on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. How the heck you doing this week? Ah, good week! Saw my grandson play t-ball again. That's always a hoot. I gotta get me a shirt, though. You know, the little kids, he's 5. He's gonna be 6. But, you know, they get a shirt, you know, that has the t-ball team on the back and their sponsor, or on the front and their sponsors on the back. And, you know, they're little 5-year-old kit size. I don't see any grown-ups wearing one. And I'm sure they make them locally. And I'm 99.9% sure I know where. And I just wonder if I go in there and say, hey, you know that T-ball team shirt that my grandson's wearing? Can you make me one of those in a 3XL for enough money? I bet they could. I'm going to find out. I'll report back next week. I like to support the team, and I always am up for a new T-shirt. So I'll see what I can do. Yeah, so it was... I think I told you this last week. It was a wild week. I went to 2 sporting events. I went to a little kid first-year T-ball game, and I went to dirt track stock car races. That was odd. As the kids say, that was off the hook. Now, I've been trying to decide if this record is too scratchy to play on the show. Because, you know, that's is that the gimmick we have here on the Oompa Hour? It's all records. I don't play any CDs or any of that stuff. And I've been saving up these records for 60 years, and some of them are kind of beat up. And I never, I shouldn't say I never throw one out. In fact, there's one in the garbage right here. Wait, let me see. What did I throw out? I threw out, Polka Polka, which has My Little Boy on the Other Side by Jolly Joe Timmer and the orchestra. But I have another copy, and I threw it out because it's got a warp at the beginning that is so bad that the record won't even play. It's like the cartridge hits the edge of the record and lifts the needle right off of it. That's how warped it is. And I was like, there's no way I'm ever going to try to play that one again. And I threw it out. But I have another copy, so we'll still hear the song occasionally. I don't know. Is this one going to make the cut? We're going to try. It's old Soma record out of Minneapolis. A Lida Polka. It's Elmer Scheid. Let's give it a try. Elmer Scheid there. It's a Lida Polka. And you know what? That record was a little scratchy, but she played all the way through. I think we'll keep that one in the good pile. What do you think? I think so. Unless I run into a nicer copy. I've been telling myself for decades that I need to sort out the records. And the ones I have two or three copies of, it's like, throw out the scratchy ones. But you know, I like to save them for emergencies. Or what if a young person comes along who desperately needs some polka records? And I've got some spares. I could say, here, take these. I have more. I just feel I need to be prepared to do my duty just in case, you know? Anyway, Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips are ready to go with those Boombas.
Or two.
got some serious rhythmic stuff going on in that one there from Stan Wallowick and the Polka Chips here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Got to remember, I got to have a waltz for the show today. Ooh, there's a nice Eddie Lash waltz there with his concertina right there. Maybe we'll get to that one in a little bit. I think that'll be a good idea. Yes, we'll have that in a little bit. Right now, though, it is Bernie Witkowski and his All-Star Orchestra and the Pulaski Skyway Polka. There you go, Bernie Witkowski and his All-Star Orchestra. That's a good old Dana 45 there from the good old days. All the words are just about worn off the label, but she still sounded pretty good. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. Glad you're with us for another week. Remember, of course, you can make requests, dedications, send questions, comments, donations, donuts. I don't care. There are many ways to get in touch with me here at the Oompa Hour. If you got a phone, smartphone, dumb phone, doesn't matter. If you got a plain old dumb phone, you got a 1954 wired into the wall phone with a dial on it made out of Bakelite, do you? You can still do it with that. Area code 218-259-2985. You can leave a voice message after little machine answers. You hear my daughter's voice. I don't know what it says, something that has nothing to do with me. But that number works. 218-259-2985. Yeah, you can find out what Oompa Tim's daughter sounds like. She sounds amazingly more normal than I do. Or if you got a smartphone or a flip phone or one of them phones with the way you push like A three times to get a different letter, you could send a text message to area code 218-259-2985 as well. You can zip it right out on your iPhone. In fact, do what my wife does. Push something on there. I don't mess with all this stuff. You could put something on there, and then you can talk into it, and then you can push a button, and it'll send what you talked as a text message. I mean, why didn't you just say it to them? Anyway, but that number is 218-259-2985. Or you can email oompahour@aol.com. Yes, there are still some of us who use AOL. That's America Online, remember? About 1,000 years ago, when you would connect to the internet, you'd use your AOL dial-up modem, and it would dial, and it rang, and then it'd go, boing, and you'd be on the internet. That's the sound of a modem connecting, in case you're wondering. Anyway, or Facebook.com/Tim Zumpa Hour. All right, there's Dave Retzko and the orchestra. It's the Model T Polka. Man, oh man, that's a clean sounding record right there, huh? The Model T Polka, Dave Retzko and the orchestra. Says right on here that record is from 1977 on Funtime Records out of Cleveland, Ohio. That's what it says. So there you go. Here on the Old Oompa Hour. Now, you know, in every show we try to include at least one waltz. That's the hint, dancers. The waltz is coming up next. Because then this is going to sound ridiculous. I use the same turntable for playing the waltz each week. I do. I never play the waltz over on that turntable. I play it on the one over here. And I also only play the 78 of the week on the same turntable that I use for playing waltzes. There's no possible logical explanation for that. They're both identical turntables. But I always... Well, I think I always play, it's easier for me to reach and change everything over to play a 78, because you have a different speed, and you got to change the head shell and the needle and everything to 78 and adjust the tracking force, and there's a lot of work to play a 78 every week. I need a third turntable set up for 78s. We do that right after we get a bigger studio. Yeah, just so the goofy guy can play more old records. Yeah, how ridiculous is that? Ah, but now the waltzers are ready. I see them all standing over there. So here we go. Eddie Lash. And of course, the record says, and his star concertina. This is the Maryland Waltz. Thank you. All right, waltzers, you can sit down, relax. Be sure to thank your partner for the dance. And there's the Maryland Waltz with Eddie Lash and his star concertina here at Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Let's get back to polkaing. Polkaing? Sure, why not? Here are the V-Tones and Polish Power. And the V-Tones with some Polish power here on Tim's Oompa Hour. That rhymes, your old-time oldies show. And there's no way you can rhyme show with power or hour. Not, I don't care how much poetic license you have. You just can't do it. How about that price of gas? I'm not here to complain about it. I'm not here to get political because I don't do that. But we have a 1953 Mercury. And it's got the motor out of a 1971 Mustang in it. And let me tell you, that 1971 Mustang motor was not all that old when we shoved it in there. That's a long time ago. And usually we take it out cruising, like for ice cream and stuff, you know, maybe once or twice a week during the summer. So far, since the snow melted, we've driven it once. And that was on what was left of last year's gas, which was probably a buck and a half a gallon. No, actually, we have to run it on non-oxygenated premium. Because, you know, that 50-year-old engine was not meant to run on the gas that we're putting in cars today. And fortunately, here in Minnesota, that type of gas is readily available. I don't know about around the rest of the country. But you can get non-oxy premium. And you can only put it in, like, small engines. We have a lot of recreational vehicles and boats and snowmobiles around here compared to more normal places of the country. And a lot of those vehicles are not designed to have the ethanol in them, and they need premium gas. So Minnesota had an exception to their gas stinking laws or whatever they call them, that you could have non-oxygenated or non-alcohol premium gas. And you could put it in a collector car, or a car that's eligible to be a collector car, even if it has regular license plates on it, or small engines like lawnmower. Like our boat, for example, specifically says not to use ethanol in it. So, and it's on empty. And, you know, the gas gauge isn't that accurate because it's a 1953 Mercury, and the gas gauge kind of wiggles around while you're driving. But she's got to be low. And I was thinking, maybe today I'd go put $20 in it and maybe drive it to work tomorrow. Because it hasn't been out in like 2 months. And I'm thinking $20 at the current price for premium, for non-oxy premium, get me about 3 gallons. And that V8 and that big heavy car. And it's geared low too. Because we built it for torque and street racing. This is a long time ago when I was a lot more rowdy than I am now. My grandson loves to ride in it because it peels out real good. It's got a lot of low-end torque. You just goose it a little bit and she peels out and he just laughs at me. But I'm thinking I might buy $20 worth of gas and drive it to work tomorrow. It's about a 20-mile round trip maybe. I'm giving it serious thought. We'll see. Let's do a Sil Rutkowski's Orchestra here. I got to get our 78 in here in a little bit, too. Yikes, I got work to do. Here's the Innocent Eyes Polka.
The Babanon, who's that? Can you the Babanon? Dam chi, ya shu potem, ya vishi on złotem, że pi mama ni tata nie wiedzieli o tym, nie wiedzieli o tym, że pi mama ni tata nie wiedzieli o tym, nie wiedzieli o tym. Słowka mu oszepta, lecz nie mówi prawdy, lecz nie mówi prawdy. Słodki słowka mu oszepta, lecz nie mówi prawdy, lecz nie mówi prawdy. Milisz się o Jasieńku, milisz w każdym słowie. Co my serce do cię czuje, to wyraza w mowie, to wyraza w mowie. Co my serce do cię czuje, to za mowie, to wera za mowie.
All right, there you go. That is the Sil Rutkowski Orchestra, the Innocent Eyes Polka. And you are listening to Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show because they're all oldies. We only play records on this show, so pretty much anything's like pretty close to 40 years old now because they quit making records. So, but that's the way we do it here. And it's old-time because it's all old-time music. See, it all makes sense when you break it down. Now, we also go back into time, and we pull out at least one shellac record every show. We started this maybe 6 months ago? Because I ran into all these great 78s that have polkas on them, and I was like, these need to be played. And I tried to only play 78s that weren't like later released on a 45 or something. And so I've got one coming up here. So I got to switch over that turntable for playing 78s. And while I'm doing that, you can listen to the Earl Schmidt Band do the Jet Polka. Thank you. right, there you go with the Earl Schmidt Band. That's the Jet Polka. This is Tim's Oompa Hour, and I'm ready to go with our 78 of the week. We almost didn't have a 78 of the week because I didn't have any more up here in the studio, and I really didn't want to go down three floors to the basement, which is six flights of stairs, to dig through some more 78s and see if I could find some more polkas. And I thought, you know, right up here in the studio, I have two boxes of 78s that I inherited from my mom. Actually, I swiped them from my mom, you know, like 40 years ago, at least. And, you know, and she didn't know I had them because she didn't play them anymore. But after she passed, I officially inherited them. So I felt exactly the same having them because, I you know, she wasn't playing them anymore. Anyway, and I thought, what are the odds? And I've been through these records a million times since I was a kid. And I thought, I can't imagine that mom's got a polka in there. They're all 78s. Most of them are like late, maybe some mid to late 40s and early 50s. You know, a lot of Perry Como and Dinah Shore and Artie Shaw and things like that. And I thought, you would think that a polka would sneak in there. You remember those boxes they had where you used to keep your 45s in them and you could flip through them, your record number 16. And there was a little chart in the beginning that would tell record number 16 was, you know, the Ames Brothers or whatever it was. And she had the same kind of boxes for her 78s, which makes very heavy boxes. They're made of steel with like quarter-inch thick leather carrying handles on the top. And I thought, what are the odds there's a polka? So just before I started the show today, I sat down with one of the boxes and started flipping through it one record at a time. And of course, my mom took impeccable care of everything. So every record looks like it's brand new. And I'm like, none of these are polkas. None of them. And it's like, you know, most of the records made then said Foxtrot on them. You know that? And as I'm flipping through and I'm flipping through and I'm thinking there's no way I get to the very last record, which is not listed in the record index. And it's not in with the little dividing cards with the numbers on them. And it's between like two sheets of puffy paper, like padded paper, like before bubble wrap was invented. And I thought, What record could possibly be in here? And I pull it out, and it's the WPA Polka by the BG Tavern Band. And I'm like, all right, that clearly was not part of the original records that were in the box. It was like added in after she had used up all the spaces. But I thought, perfect, because I needed a polka on a 78 for today's show. So out of my mom's collection on Conqueror Records, so this is an oldie but a goodie. Here's the BG, that's B-E-E-G-E-E. I wonder if the guys that had that band in the 70s know somebody else already was using that name. Anyway, here's the BG Tavern Band and the WPA Polka.
The top of 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 the top of
Just like that, the record's over. Man, them things spin fast. That is the BG Tavern Band with the WPA Polka. And it says on the record that WPA stands for Wally Pollyanna. That's what it says, Wally Pollyanna by the BG Tavern Band. I'm going to hang on to that one because the flip side's got the Tombstone Polka. And we can use that one next week, huh? Why not? Somebody's got to be playing the BG Tavern Band. I'm going to see if we can't sneak in a couple more records. Stick around right after this.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, that's it. We can't get a couple more tunes in here before the old clock on the wall says it's time for me to shut up, huh? How about the Whoopi John Band? Whoopi John Wilfart and the Band is how this one's labeled. It's the Whoopi John Polka. They have it, Whoopi John and Whoopi John's Polka, here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Let's squeeze in one more, shall we? Just happen to have the Dynatones 45 sitting right here. It's the Suzanne Comeback Polka. We'll be right back.
There's a girl that I know who has left me so blue. She decided to leave me alone. I can still see her pretty blue eyes as I cry, and I'm hoping that soon she'll come home.
Oh, my Susan dear, when you were near, everything seemed so happy and gay. I think back to the time when our love was so fine. Oh, Susan, please come back to me.
Susan and I would sing or talk about everything. We had a love we thought would never die. But it happened so fast when the worst came to pass. My Susan has said her last goodbye.
Oh, my Susan dear, when you were near, everything seemed so happy and gay. I keep hoping someday you will see things my way. Oh, Susan, please come back to me. So happy and gay. I keep hoping someday you will see things my way. Oh, Susan, please come back to me.
Yeah, I wish you could turn over the record and then hear the rest of the story. Find out if she came back or not. We just don't know. That's the Dinatones, and that wraps up another show. Son of a gun, how time flies. But I'll find another stack of records, and I'll meet you here again. Same time, same place, okay?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumba Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.